Discussions in this show are for educational purposes. Information presented should not be considered an investment recommendation. Always consult with a financial planner before making investment decisions. Our opinions are based on current economic conditions that are subject to change. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities and advisory services are offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Dale Buckner, Inc. and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners representatives do not offer tax or legal advice. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic, visiting with John Kolecka.
Hello, Dale.
Golly, it seems like a very long time since you've been on the program.
It has been
a few months. And John is a CPA that we really love to talk to. You actually got a great radio voice, and you actually can answer questions when I ask you.
I appreciate the radio voice comment. They usually say I'm a face made for radio.
Yeah, there you go. That is a comment that we normally say about radio. Yeah, you'd be on TV if you had a better face. But that being said, as we come into the conversation, we have a theme that we've been doing from the last four or five programs, and that is the biggest mistakes people make. And as we do this, I'm not exactly sure when this is going to run, but pretty much I'm sure that taxes are going to be on the top of the mind of everybody when this runs. And as we talk about it, there's some doozy mistakes that people make on taxes. I tell you.
Absolutely.
It's sort of like the creativity is amazeballs. Kind of tell me a little bit about some of the ones that individual taxpayers make.
Well, one of the biggest that individuals make is just simply failing to file their return. Every year we have somebody come in and we're filing 5 to 15 years worth of tax returns all at once. And if you owe money on any of those years, the penalty and interest is amazing.
You may owe $500 on taxes and $5,000 worth of penalty.
Yeah, it can add up, and that really gets people behind. And so that's one of the biggest mistakes that people make. But oftentimes they just don't understand the forms that are mailed out and they're just now getting from investment companies. Or I've seen people put the wrong numbers on W-2s even on their tax return. They're using the Medicare wages instead of the federal wages, which is usually a higher number. And that gets them in a lot of trouble. Well, not trouble, because that means they're overstating income there. But
well, and as they may get a 1099 that shows that they sold something in an account.
Yeah.
And the fact that they sold something, the 1099 says that they received $150,000 worth of revenue. It doesn't say that you have $140,000 or $160,000 worth of cost basis.
Right.
As I have literally had clients often, I've been remiss. I'm a certified financial planner, and I work with people with investment accounts, and we help people retire with a rising income. And John Kolecka's a CPA. We've been remiss in introducing John. And as a CPA, we don't do taxes. We're trained in tax law, and we're trained in avoiding taxes, but we don't do tax returns. And that's exactly why I love having John on, because he can really talk about the bells and whistles of how you can save money on your taxes. Paying taxes that you might not have owed is unbelievably stupid, or a mistake. Nobody does anything stupid.
They just made
a huge mistake paying taxes that you didn't really owe.
Yeah, a lot of people think taxes are easy to do, and they do them themselves. And I can't tell you the number of people who come in every year. Had a new one in my office this morning who did it herself for the first time in years last year and decided it wasn't for her. She was going to have a professional do it this year. So it happens. It's a lot more complicated than you think.
Well, and we have gone through 3 or 4 years of incredible changes in taxes that almost want to say the 2020, 2021 2021, 2022, 2023 changes in taxes are just dramatic, and I suspect we're going to continue to see those kinds of changes in the future.
Yeah, especially after this election year. You may not see many changes this year, but once the election's over, there will be changes coming down the pipe.
We have a series of tax reductions that will sunset in 2026. And there's a big group of lawmakers that are out there that are on both parties that want those to sunset so that the government can raise revenues so that we reduce the deficit. So as we kind of have this discussion about taxes, there are a whole lot of things that we think are going to happen, especially 2026 is going to be a really, okay, so it would really be a big mistake if you didn't realize 2026 is coming up on you like a truck.
Right around the corner.
And able to make very significant changes with your certified financial planner or your CPA to take advantage of the lower tax rates that we currently have in 2024 and 2025. Well, what a concept. Maybe be proactive.
Be a step ahead of the game.
Well, yeah, and so we kind of go through, what is your concept of having the proper folks that you have together as your experts, your advisors, and we're advising our listeners. Who would you put together as your dream team to be your coaches in being able to save taxes?
Well, saving taxes, definitely a good financial planner, a good CPA, and a good attorney.
And we're certified financial planners aren't the only financial planners out there. And there's some really good, sharp folks out there that are not certified financial planners. That technically, the reason we think that may be a better choice for you, and we are one, so it's a better choice because then you can hire us. But it is also that we act as fiduciaries for our clients. And it really, if we're working with a good CPA, they act as fiduciaries for their clients. If we work with a good realtor, they act as fiduciaries with their clients. Guess what? Lawyers act as fiduciaries for their clients. And so as we kind of do that, it puts the professionals on the same higher level playing field. And you have the other professional, theoretically, is supposed to see the advice coming from all of the professionals as being on that fiduciary playing field, and that should be better for you. Does that make sense?
It certainly does.
Well, as I'm going through, I have a wonderful mistake that people make on their taxes, and this is a very, very common mistake, especially for folks that have begun to make more money. A very common mistake that people that are self-employed make, and that is they don't withhold enough taxes. They have some event that's happened during the year where they sold a property or they started getting big bonuses in and they didn't withhold enough taxes. And now they come up to April the 15th and they find out, well, I've got to write a big check. And it's not just a big check to the IRS. It's a big check in penalties or interest. It could be just interest, but yeah. Kind of tell us how that works. When does it become a penalty?
Well,
I'll let you answer the whole comment, then you can tell us later on about what becomes a penalty.
Okay. Typically, when a person files their tax return, if there's a balance due of more than $1,000, the IRS is going to go back to that year and say, you should have paid quarterly, 25% every quarter, and they will calculate interest or underpayment penalty is what they call it, and charge you that every quarter, the amount that should have been due that quarter. So it's you want to make sure that you are paying, if you're self-employed, you want to pay every quarter. And I say quarter, the IRS has a weird definition of what a quarter is.
To be best practices, it's not negotiable.
That's right.
I don't have money to pay this quarter. I'm just not going to do it. And the IRS doesn't care whether you have money or not.
Right. It gets to be a mess, especially if your income is backloaded in the year. There's some things you can do to work a little bit around that. It'd take too much to go into online to share.
I think more we're kind of looking at the individual tax return right now, and as we kind of do this whole conversation, the business tax return, I would like to do a whole program on that. So stick around. If you're a business owner, look for the podcast John Kletchka, Dale Buckner, business tax return, the business mistakes you make. And this one will be the individual tax return, which is, that's everybody. As we kind of discuss this, withholding enough money makes complete sense and saves tons of money. Oftentimes we've seen, and we believe that nationwide we've seen, that sometimes the penalties and the interest is more, vastly more, than is collected by the actual taxes owed.
That's true. Very true.
Well, as we kind of talk about this, what are the things that you would like to see if someone is out there thinking about looking for an accountant, they're thinking about working with someone? What are the things that you believe would be good checklists that they should go down about choosing an accountant or a CPA?
Okay. Well, first, I highly encourage, I believe the designation CPA has value, and I think those people have passed their exam. They have certain hours, number of hours every year of continuing education that is required.
They have to have experience.
And I think these are things you want to look for, as opposed to just someone who holds himself out as an accountant. Those are people who, you know, could have been a plumber last year and decided, I can do taxes. Nothing against plumbers. I know some sharp owners, but...
I have some very sharp enrolled agents.
Yes.
That are doing a very good job of doing marvelous tax returns.
Yeah, they do. And enrolled agents have been certified by the IRS as competent to practice before them. But some people don't have any designation. They just sit down and start doing tax returns for friends and family. And then
it builds.
It builds. And sometimes those returns are scary to look at. So I would highly encourage you to look for somebody who is certified, either as an enrolled agent, that I prefer a CPA, and just because they have that extra requirement of continuing education and learning and being up to speed on all the current.
Does it cost more?
Not necessarily. I'm just going to be honest. I've seen some, I won't name them, but I see them advertised on TV, and they're... Some of their returns are more expensive. When those people come over to me, they're more expensive than what I charge. And it's, of course, I don't pay for the TV advertising. That's a massive expense for those companies to be on national television. And so they make them sound like they're discount prices, but they're not.
The other one is, well, I'll just give you your return the minute you come in the door. We're going to push a button.
Yeah.
So it's the lure of getting your refund before the IRS actually pays you.
Right.
Well, that's... No, you shouldn't choose someone strictly because they're going to give you the refund the day you walk in the door.
And it's not good financial management.
It's not good
because
financial management.
The rate that is being charged on those... They're called refund loans. And I mean, the fee you pay is... If you work down the percentage, it is astronomical.
With that being said, if someone would like to come in and visit with you, how would they get in touch?
They'd call our office at 806-622-8233.
If you'd like to visit with a certified financial planner professional at Dale Buckner, Inc., we do it free without measure. We do a complimentary consultation with everybody that calls. 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN. Or if you would like to, go to our website, www.dalebuckner.com, and you can even set your own appointment on Calendly. It's a great program. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic, visiting with John Kletchka. John, where are you located?
We are located at 2201 Civic Circle, Suite 418. Now, that'll be until May when we move. We'll give you the new address on our next podcast.
We're talking with a CPA, Certified Public Accountant, and visiting about mistakes people make. And as we kind of come back into this whole program, there's been some doozies. You want to tackle one? Do you want to bring one up? Love letter from the IRS. They got a love letter from the IRS that says that they owe $37,000 in taxes because they sold one of their holdings that they didn't have inside the IRA, and they sold it for $120,000. And they already calculated the penalty and the interest. And I got news for you. You don't owe $37,000.
You certainly don't. I had this situation about 2 years ago. It was actually a high school kid who was buying and selling day trading is basically what he was doing. And he knew he didn't do real well, so he didn't put any of that on his tax return. And the IRS knew what the gross sales proceeds were, and they charged him with income of about $120,000 because that's what was reported to him.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody had any idea.
Didn't
what
show any of the cost basis. He lost money.
When we were done, it was a loss, and we actually got him a little refund back on that. I don't remember what that exact tax bill was, but he thought he was worried that he was going to have to take out a huge loan or do something to pay that back.
He didn't know anything.
Yeah, and he didn't know. He talked to a friend of his who knew me, and they brought it to me, and we said, we'll make it go away, and it did. And matter of fact, not just go away, but like I said, we just got him a little money back because he had a loss.
So I always kind of giggle, you're going to get a love letter from the IRS, and you're going to believe everything they ask for. How silly is that?
We're here to help.
Don't believe the IRS is here to help. It's sort of that. Really, truly, it's just one of those things. Now, there are very ticklish issues that you might, like you kind of brought it up when we were kind of prepared for the show, that someone may bring in multiple years of multiple tax returns, multiple times, and if any one of those, they said, well, I didn't think I owed taxes. You didn't owe taxes and knowing you didn't owe taxes are two completely different things.
Just because you think you don't owe taxes did not remove the obligation to file.
Yes, and also over the last 3 or 4 years, there have been multiple programs that have been giving money to folks that require that you really file a tax return. And you may have had a credit that you could have been able to throw in there that was just added on at some point in time. That tax returns over the last 10 years, I imagine, would be very complicated because the 10-year ago tax return would have completely different rules than
exactly.
The 5-year ago tax return than the 3-year ago tax return. I mean, I he's wincing as I speak. Is true or not?
Every time we have one of those projects, it's what set of rules applied this year or that
making
year?
Making sure. Yeah, well, then fortunately, CPA firms and CPAs have the resources right at their fingertips to be able to make that determination. I got news for you. The public does not.
Mm-hmm.
You filing your own tax returns for 2015 is not a smart thing.
That's right. You can Google what the rules are for a situation, but it's going to primarily bring up the current rules, not what they were 10 years ago.
If you want to do the smart thing and you want to call a CPA, and you may think it's going to cost me a lot of money just to talk to them, do you do complimentary consultations?
We do complimentary consultations, absolutely. So your first visit, absolutely free. Come in and ask all the questions you want, and we will sit there and visit with you and see if there's a good relationship which we can work with.
And how would they get in touch?
They'd give us a call at 806-622-8233, or they can email me at john@ckacpas.com.
If you'd like to visit with a certified financial planner, let's say you've never visited with a certified financial planner, fiduciary responsible advisor, and you'd like to see just what that really means, we give complimentary consultation to everybody, no matter, we love to talk to folks with a lot of money, but we don't have to. We can come in and visit with us about you making plans to retire in 5 years. That's a good fit. The number, 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN. If you'll just remember Dale Buckner, you can Google Dale Buckner and our website comes up. We do have a couple of folks out there that are fairly high on other Dale Buckners that are worldwide famous, that are still pretty high up on the list, but we're still coming up on the list. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic, visiting with John Klechka, CPA. And really, one of the areas that we were talking about, the biggest mistakes people make, and one of the areas that is top of the mind right now is, for a lot of folks, is the casualty losses from the recent fires that burned million-plus acres in the panhandle. And as we're talking about that, that has affected businesses, it's affected individuals, it has devastated ranches, and many times livestock has suffered. And so as we kind of come back in here, what are the ways that you could take a loss and or reduce your taxes from those kinds of losses?
Firstly, I hope most people were insured for a lot of this, but there's still going to be loss in excess of whatever insurance, I'm sure. So basically, losses, casualty losses now, first have to be originating from a federally declared disaster area, which this will be no problem. Matter of fact, I believe it's already been. But
in certain ways, yeah. I'm not sure that it's completely for individuals.
Okay, but after that, basically, here's my loss. It started, I lost everything. I had $1 million worth of property and equipment, and it all went up in cattle, and all went up in flames. From that loss, first you'll subtract your insurance proceeds that you get. After that, you'll subtract first $100. I don't understand the $100, but
it's the IRS and Congress. We don't ever understand anything there.
After that, you subtract 10% of your adjusted gross income, and the rest of that qualifies as a casualty loss. And my understanding is the limit used to be $10,000. It's being increased up to $50,000 that can be written off. I believe that's per year. So
if you have a $100,000 casualty loss that's uninsured, yeah, after all the rules, you could write that off over 2 years.
Yeah.
Hopefully that most folks are going to be able to have coverage from insurance.
Yeah.
That is, so as we go through and have the biggest mistake people make is not covering your property.
Yeah, or not having adequate coverage either.
Not having adequate coverage. The biggest mistake people made in Canyon, Texas in 1978 was not having flood insurance.
Yes.
Your house is not covered for a flood, for rising water. It's not covered. Those are the kinds of biggest mistakes individuals make.
Yeah.
So counsel with your insurance professionals, counsel with your CPA, counsel with your certified financial planner, and decide making sure that you actually have the coverage that you need to be able to withstand one of those kinds of losses. And boy, this was a humdinger of a fire. I've never heard of anything quite so devastating. As I go through, when I explain it this to my financial planner buddies that I have, I said, we literally burned bigger than the state of Rhode Island. This was unbelievable.
Absolutely.
So if you're out there driving on I-40 to listen to this program, you're going to be seeing the scars somewhere of this massive, massive wildfire. This is almost historic nationwide. It's historic in Texas. Absolutely. Never been this much burned. If you'd like to visit with a CPA about your taxes, tell us a little bit about your company and where you're located.
Yes, we're located at 2201 Civic Circle, Suite 418. Our company name is Condor Kletchkin Associates. We have the two partners and a total of 6 CPAs working in the firm, 23 support staff, so we can meet all your needs from individual tax returns to business tax returns to bookkeeping or write-up services to payroll services. The only thing we really don't do are audits, but we do reviews all the way down. So,
and your phone number?
Our phone number is 806-622-8233. And our email is john@ckacpas.com.
If you'd like to visit with a certified financial planner professional at Dale Buckner, Inc., we're in the historic Amarillo building. Got to get that in. 301 South Polk, Suite 420. And if you'd like to give us a call, it's 806-358-7977. And if you'd like to email me, it's dale@dalebuckner.com. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic, visiting with John Kletchka, CPA. I'm a certified financial planner professional. Yes, I am. And as we kind of talk about this, we're both trained in a few areas. One of the biggest areas that we've been working on right now are folks that are over a certain age that are wanting to be charitably intent, give to their church, give to their charities, and they wish to do it the most tax-advantaged way.
Absolutely.
And I've got horrible news. The IRS completely eviscerated your ability to be able to itemize It didn't eviscerate it. It just made it very difficult. So only about 10% people itemize, and it really makes it less attractive, because if you take the standard deduction, that's straight off of your itemized list. So, I'm going to ask this. So let's say you have 25,000 items in your list to itemize, and you got mortgage, rent, or interest. You've got taxes on your house. You've got this and that itemized, and then you give some to your church and charities, and you got a couple with $25,000 worth of itemized items, and they itemize. How much benefit did they get out of that?
Not a bit.
Nothing.
Not a bit.
You didn't get anything. Are you serious, John? What? They didn't get any. No.
That the IRS is, take this standard amount of $28,000 or maybe a little more depending on your age.
Oh, that's just makes me furious, John. I'm getting redheaded. Okay. Now that being said, I'm not actually redheaded. I'm kind of gray-headed. But that being said, those are the kinds of issues that we run into. However, if my client that is over 70 and a half, remember, this doesn't have to make sense. It's the IRS and Congress. If you're over 70 and a half and you have an IRA that you got a deduction for, it's a traditional IRA, or a rollover 401k that came from your retirement plan, and you can give directly from that IRA, that rollover IRA or the traditional IRA, a qualified charitable donation, and guess who pays the taxes on that?
Nobody.
Nobody. What? All right, so now I'm doing the exact same thing. I have to take money out, and I'm going to take it out of that IRA, and then I'm going to give it directly to the church or charity. Who pays the taxes on that?
I do, or you do.
I do. So I can have it come out of my IRA, and nobody pays the taxes on it, or I can have it come out of my come to me and touch my bank account, and then give it to the charity, and I paid the taxes on it.
Just doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem right at all. All right, well, because there's no itemized rules. And so the qualified charitable donation, the QCD, write that down, folks. Oh, well, you're driving, so don't write if you're driving. Don't write it down. But a QCD is an amazing way that we're helping most of our elderly clients. Most of them have charitable intent. We're trying to lead them towards having zero taxes on that donation to a church or charity.
Or charity, yep.
Or church or charity. And I've got great news for you. There is tons of those folks out there this second that want to help with the fire.
Absolutely.
And so as I come back in here, I have an ulterior motive. I want you to consider giving money to the Amarillo Area Foundation Fire Disaster Fund, or giving to the High Plains Food Bank, or I'm hearing from hundreds of amazing charitable groups that are doing marvelous stuff that are out there, that are like the churches that have put hundreds of people up in their church and have been able to feed them and take care of them and love on them and give them support, and you want to give directly to that church, you do it as a qualified charitable donation if you're over 70 and a half.
Right. I would advise people to, if it's a charity you haven't heard of before, it might be... Check the charity out first, or make sure they're a 501c3.
So think about it. Joe's Food Truck is not a charity. You just have to give them money. Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad idea to support. It technically, this is a made-up name. I don't know Joe's Food Truck. There may actually be a really cool food truck out there named Joe's Food Truck. So yeah. If there is, and they've been donating money and a lot of food to the fire victims, then you can support them, but you just can't. You do it as a qualified charitable donation. Lots of rules there. You got to read the rules and make sure you're not getting value in kind return from that donation. In other words, you can't sign up for the gala and get tickets to the gala. It's a charity. Technically, it's a donation to the charity, but you got value back from that, and you can't do that. That's a taxable event. So it's a little bit more complicated than doing it all on your own. So as we would say, go to your CPA and discuss it with them, or go to your certified financial planner. If you don't have one, you should get one. If you don't have a CPA, you could get one too. Enrolled agents, I'm telling you, a lot of them are doing great work out there too. That being said, if you'd like to visit with John Kleschka, CPA, how would they get in touch?
They'd give us a call at 806-622-8233.
If you'd like to visit with a certified financial planner professional at Dale Buckner, Inc., it's 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic, visiting with John Kleschka, and we're talking about the biggest mistakes people make. And I'm going to kind of, what would you think? Is this a little bit of review? If you haven't been listening to the program, you might want to listen to the whole program at www.dalebuckner.com. What do you think is the biggest mistake people make in taxes?
Again, it just comes down to not filing your tax returns, kind of thinking it doesn't apply to you. And normally it does. There's also the failure to file quarterly, not make your tax payments on time. The IRS takes a dim view of that, and they're very eager to collect penalty and interest on those payments. And I'm trying to think what else we have.
Well, I'm going to say I've sent you a love letter.
Oh, yeah.
And it came, or the IRS sent you a love letter that said that you owed $37,000 in taxes because you sold a position of yours that had $120,000 in it. And you may not owe any taxes. You may actually have a loss,
and have
long-term capital loss.
And people just sit down and write the IRS a check or start making payments to them without checking with their advisors. And oftentimes they don't need to.
I wish to say that one of the bigger ones, and this, John really has a little tough time saying this, is not using a CPA or an enrolled agent. And trying to do it on your own, the amount of rules are just unbelievable. And I can kind of make a conversation here that will explain that very quickly. A person sold a position that they had owned for quite some time, and they got a $120,000 check. The IRS booked that, and they sent a 1099 that says you didn't file a tax return. You actually have a loss. Now, that loss could be a long-term capital loss, a short-term capital loss. It could be that on your tax return, you have a loss carry forward, or you have no loss carry forward. It's not completely, totally easy to know those kinds of things. And the vast majority of folks, I always want to, when I discuss this, I'm going to do it like I'm talking to a doctor. Let's do a doctor. Doctor, you went to medical school to learn how to be a doctor, and you spent a tremendous amount of time as a resident, and really the effort is totally there. I'm so thrilled. How many classes did you have in tax law at your medical school?
Not one.
Not one. So how many classes of finance and economics, certified financial planner? Well, we've had lots, but how many classes in economics have you had? Not a one. So how and would, why do you believe that you're qualified to do your own taxes? Doctor, yeah. Or lawyer, or, you know, one of those things.
Well, farmers
are brilliant at figuring out their own land. They can have a microclimate on their own property that may be able to grow one crop better than another, and they have areas that have better water and worse water, and they go through and they try to maximize the everything of their own property. But they didn't take a course in tax law. They didn't take a course in investment rules. They didn't take a course in psychology to make sure you take advantage of the stock market. It sort of sounds logical. So you take advantage of the dip. You don't suffer through it. You take advantage of a dip. You stay invested, or you get more conservative as the dip picks up steam, and then you put the money back into the markets as it's going up. This isn't common. Emotions get involved in all of that for somebody working with their own finances. A certified financial planner is trained not to let the emotions cloud their judgment. So if you'd like to have unclouded tax returns and you'd like to visit with a CPA, how would they get in touch with John Klechka? And tell us one more time about your firm and where it's located and the phone number.
Okay, right now we're located at 2201 Civic Circle, Suite 418. We'll be moving in May, and we'll let you know what that new address is shortly. There's two partners and six CPAs in the firm, and we do anything from individual tax returns to large corporate tax returns, all forms of state tax returns, gift tax returns, trusts. We do bookkeeping, write-up, you can call me at 806-622. Dad, you got me all off. It's 622-8233. There we go.
And if you'd like to visit with certified financial planner Dale Buchdereek, it's 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN.